USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
German military officials in Kabul, Afghanistan are reporting a deadly firefight broke out at the airport on Monday between Western security forces and Afghan guards. The incident at the north gate of the airport involved German and U.S. security forces. The statement from the German military did not say whether the guard killed at the airport was a Taliban fighter. Biden is scheduled to watch a virtual G6 leaders meeting on Tuesday to discuss Afghanistan. President Biden on Sunday said the evacuation crisis in Afghanistan could extend beyond August 31st. At least 21 people were killed and some 20 others missing after severe flash floods swept through Humphreys County in Middle Tennessee over the weekend. Up north, the system named Henri is drenching the northeast with rain Monday. Henri, which made landfall as a tropical storm Sunday afternoon in Rhode Island, moved northwest through Connecticut. It has flooded areas as far as New Jersey before drenching northeastern Pennsylvania. USA Radio News.
The Giza Dream Sheets are the perfect companion to a MyPillow, the best thing you'll ever put on your bed. Call 1-800-951-8175. Ask for the Giza Dream Sheets special you get, by the way, by using my promo code USA. You can go online also to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Special. You can save up to 66% on anything in the MyPillow website. Check it out, MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
President Biden continues to be the recipient of harsh criticism on his exit debacle in Afghanistan as tens of thousands of American lives are at risk. Dan Naraki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Former British Prime Minister Tony Blair has harshly criticized the Biden administration's pullout of U.S. troops from Afghanistan. In an online article, Blair called the withdrawal tragic, dangerous, and unnecessary. Blair's voice adding to the criticism from American allies over the decision to pull out and the subsequent Taliban takeover of the country. Former Director of National Intelligence John Ratcliffe tells Fox News that the current chaos in Afghanistan is damaging America's reputation with its international partners.
For our allies, it's as harmful and hurtful as it is for Americans to watch this because they stood by us. Some of the harshest criticism has come from our allies. British Parliament members said that what Joe Biden did was cowardly and shameful, and Angela Merkel's likely successor is Chancellor said this was the biggest debacle since NATO had been formed. So these are our friends saying this.
USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
As the Biden administration is telling Americans to get a vaccine booster shot, data suggests we don't know if it's going to help or hurt Americans. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau explains.
COVID booster shots are going to be available to anyone who is eligible as soon as next month. The CDC and FDA believing the third shot will boost your protection as the initial two shots begin to wear down over time. Health officials saying a third shot will come 8 months after the second dose of either the Pfizer or Moderna vaccine. It is recommended that anyone with a compromised immune system get the third shot as soon as possible. As far as any side effects from that booster shot, Dr. Susanna Hills tells USA Radio News.
There's a little bit less information about how this third dose people might respond because it's not something that we've been doing on a widespread basis. I think in general, the common sense answer to that is you can expect similar maybe aches, muscle pain, fever for 24 to 48 hours, because that's what tends to happen when the immune system is ramping up in response to any vaccine.
An Apple II manual from 1980 that was personally signed by late Apple founder Steve Jobs sells for nearly $800,000 to Indianapolis Colts owner Jim Irsay. Apple would eventually go public, offering IPOs in December of 1980, just 3 years after the release of Apple II. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.